All right, so we're going to take a look at setting up and installing Keyboard Maestro. So Keyboard Maestro is an application that allows you to create macros to automate tasks on your Mac. So you can move the mouse to a certain spot on the screen and click, et cetera, et cetera. There is a lot more advanced stuff that you can do with it. And this is the application you'll need to have installed to run some of the macros that we may talk about on logic.band from time to time. Case in point, something like the QuickSend for macros or FlowMouse does require to have Keyboard Maestro installed. Now, while the macros that the community share are themselves free, Keyboard Maestro, however, is not. It is a paid application. I believe it's about $36. You can catch it on sale from time to time, and also when new versions come out, there's usually upgrade discounts as well. So what we need to do is go to the Keyboard Maestro site. We need to download the app. And if you don't have a license, you can purchase a license there. And we'll get into how to do all that. So first things first, I'm going to open up Safari.
Safari, untitled, window.
And I'm going to do Command L to get to the address bar.
Open location.
And we're going to go to keyboardmaestro.com.
KEYBOARDMAESTRO. Period. COM. Unselected. Insertion at end of Maestro com main. Keyboard Maestro 9.2. Work faster with macros for Mac OS. Web content.
And if I
Keyboard Maestro 9.2. Work faster.
Interact with this web page.
In Keyboard Maestro. Link. Free trial.
So there's a free trial link.
Link. Buy now.
And a buy now link. So the buy now is what you need to click on if you need to purchase a license. But the free trial link will start to download. So I'm going to VO left.
Link. Free trial.
And VO space on this.
Cancel. Toggle button. Do you want to allow downloads on www.keyboardmaestro.com? You can change which websites can download files in websites preferences. Cancel. Toggle button has keyboard focus.
And we're just going to go with allow.
Allow. Toggle button.
So just be a right arrow over to that, and then I'm going to be a space on it.
Link. Free trial.
All right. And we downloaded that. Like I said, if you haven't purchased this yet and you want to purchase a license, you need to go.
Link. Buy now.
To buy now. And VO space on this.
Link. Stairway Software Store, web content, link, United States.
And you can basically go through this page and check out what you purchased. Once you purchase, you'll be emailed a license code, and the license code is what you'll need to input into Keyboard Maestro to take it from the trial version to a fully functional version. I don't remember if the trial is 14 days or 30 days, but you can try it for a little bit, and then you can purchase it and then activate it. All right, so I'm going to quit Safari here.
Quit Safari, empty dim, scroll.
So we're here on the desktop, and I want to go to my downloads folder so that we can install Keyboard Maestro. So I'm going to do Command Option L.
Downloads. Now in. Downloads. Window. Column view. Browser.
And if I just hit K.
Keyboard Maestro 92.zip. Zip archive.
There you go. Keyboard Maestro 92.zip. So to install this Keyboard Maestro here, we need to first unzip this. I turned up automatically open files, so that's why it didn't automatically unzip. But if you still have that enabled, this will be unzipped for you. So I'm going to go ahead and unzip this. I'm just going to do Command down arrow.
Open selection. Archive utility. Find Keyboard Maestro app. Application.
All right. And it gives us a Keyboard Maestro app file. KeyboardMaestro.app file.
Google Chrome DMG. Keyboard Maestro app. Application.
All right. If you didn't change that setting in Safari when you downloaded it, when you came into your downloads folder here, you'd have just KeyboardMaestro.app. All right. So to install this, we simply just need to copy this.
Copy Keyboard Maestro app.
And I'm going to press Command Shift A to go to my applications folder.
Applications. List one item selected. Airfoil. Folder.
And because I'm in column view, I want to make sure I'm not on a folder before I paste. I'm just going to down arrow.
AmpKit app. Application.
All right, so that's a .app file. So now if I paste, I'll be pasting into my applications folder. So I'm going to do Command V.
Paste item.
All right, so now if I just do
Keyboard Maestro app. Application.
K-E, that took me to Keyboard Maestro. Now, that's pretty much all you have to do to install this. And now, from now on, if you need to launch Keyboard Maestro, you go into your applications folder and launch it from here. You can delete the copy in your downloads folder because you won't be needing that anymore. All right, so let's open this up, and I'll show you how you can set this up. So Command down arrow on KeyboardMaestro.app here.
Open selection. Alert. System dialog. Keyboard Maestro app is an app downloaded from the internet. Are you sure you want to open it? Safari download it. Cancel. Button. Open. Default. Button.
And we'll go with open. VO space.
Find. Access. Notify. Keyboard. Notify. Application. Button.
So we just got a bunch of notifications that popped up at once.
Keyboard Maestro. Alert. Dialog. Accessibility access is required. Accessibility. Access to control your computer is required to use many features, including selecting menu items, manipulating windows, pressing buttons, typed string triggers, and the Windows switcher. Please enable accessibility for Keyboard Maestro and Keyboard Maestro Engine in the accessibility section of the privacy section of the security and privacy system preference pane. Accessibility access is required.
All right, so.
Accessibility access to open preferences, default button.
Let's go to open preferences and let's set this up now so we can give Keyboard Maestro the appropriate permission so that it can do what it needs to do in the background. So. Space.
Now in. Welcome to Keyboard Maestro. With System Preferences. Loading Security and Privacy. Window. Toolbar.
And this took us right to the Security and Privacy pane in System Preferences. I'm going to hit VO End to jump to the end of this window.
Help button.
And VO Left Arrow to get over to where we can unlock System Preferences.
Advanced. Dim. Click the lock to make changes. Button.
There we go. Click the lock to make changes. I'm going to VO Space on
Help
that.
Button. In dialog. Use password. Button. System Preferences is trying to unlock Security and Privacy. Help button.
I just put my finger on the fingerprint reader to unlock it, but if you're using a Bluetooth keyboard or you're on a desktop, you can always just hit the use password button and type in your computer password. All right, so let's continue here. VO left.
Advanced button. Click the lock to prevent further changes. But click the lock to prevent further remove button. Add button. Table. No selection. Allow the apps below to control your computer.
So you see it says allow the apps below to control your computer. So if I VO right, back to where the table is.
Table, no selection.
I'm going to interact with this table.
In table, Keyboard Maestro Engine app, uncheck checkbox,
so
row 1 of 5.
So you see Keyboard Maestro Engine on check, so let's go ahead and check that.
Keyboard Maestro Engine app, check checkbox, Keyboard Maestro app, uncheck checkbox.
And let's also check Keyboard Maestro.
Keyboard Maestro app, check checkbox.
Those are the two that you need to enable, so I'm going to stop interacting.
On table.
And I'm going to VO end, VO FN right arrow.
Help button.
And that took me to the bottom of the window, so now I'm going to VO left arrow.
Advanced. Click the lock to prevent further changes. Button.
And VO space.
Help. Button.
All right, so now just relock that window. I'm going to close this window with Command W.
Keyboard Maestro. Welcome to Keyboard Maestro. Window. Screenshot. Image. Heading level 1. Welcome to Keyboard Maestro 9. Heading level 2. The best way to get to know Keyboard Maestro is to see it in action. If you're new to Keyboard Maestro, try the tutorial to see how you can create a simple start tutorial. Button. Quick start icon. Image. Heading level 2. Quick start. Learn about the components of Keyboard Maestro and how they work together. Link. Learn more. Right point. Assistance icon. Image. Heading level 2. Assistance. Immediately solve problems or get more. Link. Learn more. Right pointing small triangle. Show this window when Keyboard Maestro opens. Check. Checkbox.
All right. So this is the window that's going to open up every time Keyboard Maestro opens. I'm going to uncheck this so I don't see this every time Keyboard Maestro opens.
Uncheck. Show this window when Keyboard Maestro opens. Checkbox.
And I'm going to continue with your right arrow.
Show this window when Keyboard Maestro. Show this window when Keyboard Maestro opens.
And that's pretty much it. So I'm going to do Command W to close this.
Close. Macro groups. Scroll area. Keyboard Maestro editor. All macros. Window.
All right. So the next thing I want to do is if you purchase this, you will need to unlock it. So I'm going to unlock it with my code that I received for the purchase. I got that copy to my clipboard. So since I got that copy to my clipboard now, I'm going to VOM to go to the menus.
Menu bar. Apple. Keyboard Maestro.
Go to the Keyboard Maestro menu and VO down.
Keyboard Maestro. Menu 10. About Keyboard Maestro. Purchase Keyboard Maestro Ellipsis.
So if you click on this purchased Keyboard Maestro, this will also take you to the page on the website where you can purchase it if you haven't purchased it yet and you still need to get a license key.
Register Keyboard Maestro Ellipsis.
And if you go down to where it says register, this is where you can put in your license key. So I'm going to VO space on this.
Register Keyboard Maestro. Now in. Register Keyboard Maestro. Window. Edit text. Email address. Edit text. Blank.
And so I'm going to put in my email address here.
M-N-K-M-M.
All right, so I got my email address in. And I'm going to tab.
Edit text. Blank.
And I'm just going to paste in my serial number here. Remember, I have that copied to the clipboard.
One C.
And there you have it.
Lost serial number. Button.
So I just VO right. And if you lost your serial number, you can click that and contact support to get it sent to you again.
Purchase button.
And if you need to buy it, you can click on that. That'll take you to a website where you can purchase it.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Register default button.
And if I VO space on register, that will basically allow me to go ahead and complete the registration process. So here we go.
Now in Keyboard Maestro editor.
Another thing you may have to do to allow Keyboard Maestro macros to work with some stuff that may control VoiceOver is to allow VoiceOver to be controlled. And if I hit VO F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, window, utility categories, table, general.
On this first page of VoiceOver utility,
speak the following greeting after login. Welcome to macOS, VoiceOver is on, content selected, greeting, edit text, display welcome dialog, keys to use as the voice, caps lock, portable preferences, setup button, portable preferences, allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple script, check, checkbox.
You want to make sure that it's checked, so if it's not checked, go ahead and check that, and it may prompt you for your system password as well. So I'm going to Command Q to quit the VoiceOver utility.
Keyboard Maestro.
All right. So now let's look at importing macros. I'm going to quit Keyboard Maestro here, and we'll use Liam's quick sampler macros as an example here. So we're back in Finder here, and I have those macros in my iCloud Drive. So I'm going to press Command Shift I.
iCloud Drive, list one.
And I'll just type Q.
Quick first demo of Psi1000M quick sampler macros.zip.
There we go, quick sampler macros.zip. So I'm going to do Command down arrow to unzip.
Open selection,
those.
Arc Finder, quick sampler macros, folder.
We got this quick sampler macros folder, right arrow into this.
Quick sampler, Shift plus Q toggle macros. Keyboard Maestro macro file.
So you see, that's the Keyboard Maestro macro file, right? And what the different key commands you can use to get to different features of Quick Sampler is.
Quick Sampler, Shift plus Q toggle macros.
All right.
Keyboard Maestro macro file.
So now if I do Command down arrow, you can do Command O as well. I just prefer to use Command down arrow to open things in Finder. So if I do Command down arrow, this will launch these macros into Keyboard Maestro.
Open selection. Keyboard Maestro Editor, Window, Macros, Scroll Area has Keyboard Focus.
Now, the only other thing you may need to be aware of.
Vertical Splitter, Macros, Scroll Area, Macro Groups, Scroll Area.
You want to go to where it says Macro Groups, so I just VO left over here, but you want to VO left or right until you find where it says Macro Groups, and interact with this.
In Macro Groups, Enabled Macros, Smart Group.
So there's Enabled Macros. I'm going to go down and find a Quick Sampler Macros, so I'm just going to keep doing VO down arrow.
Clipboard Filter, Clipboards, Mac Global Macro Group, Quick Sampler, Disabled Macro Group.
So you see it says disabled macro group. So the first thing you need to do is enable these. So I'm going to do VO Shift M.
Menu, five items. Enable, rename macro group, ellipse. Enable macro group.
Enable macro group. I'm going to VO space on this.
Quick sampler, macro group.
And there we go. We got the macro groups enabled.
Switcher group, quick sampler, macro group.
All right, so that's pretty much it. Now, when you're in Logic, if you do the key command to activate the macros, you can start using these quick sampler macros in Logic. Now, some macros may come with an installer and they should do all this in the background for you. But if you just get a .macro file from someone, like in the case of the quick sampler macros, then you just need to open them. It will launch Keyboard Maestro and import them for you automatically. But then you need to go find the macro group, interact with that, find the macros in question, in this case the quick sampler macros, VO Shift M on that to bring up the context menu and select enable macros. All right, so there is one other way you can import macros that I want to show you. Recently reminded of this method. It's been so long since I used it, I kind of forgot about it. But you can import macros right here from within Keyboard Maestro as well. So if you go to the file menu, so I'm going to do VO M.
Menu bar, Apple.
And I'm just gonna VO right.
Keyboard Mice file.
Over to file and then down arrow, VO down arrow.
File, new smart, new macro, new editor, close command, run macro, dimp, share, sub, export actions, export macros, export as macro, export as trigger, import actions, ellipsis, import macro safely, ellipsis.
All right, so once we're on import macro safely, I'm gonna hold down option and hit return on that.
Import macros, in open, dialog, column view, browser.
And you see, this gives us a standard open dialog box.
Cancel button, open, dim, cancel, column view, browser.
And because this is a standard open dialog, you can pretty much import macros from anywhere on your Mac. Case in point, if the macros you want to import are in your downloads folder, you can use the Finder command, command option L to quickly navigate to your downloads folder, or you can use the sidebar to get to your Dropbox folder, your desktop, external drives, etc., anywhere you need to import a macro from. The macros I want are actually in my iCloud drive. So I'm just going to do Command Shift I.
List.
And now I'm in my iCloud drive. I'm going to
Gear, GT 1000, one, group, list one item select, Boston Studio for GT 1000 macros, macros, group, 413.
So those are the macros I want to import. So I'm just going to hit return on that.
Okay. Macros, scroll area.
And now I'm going to go back over to where it says macro group.
Macro groups, scroll area.
There we go, interact with this.
In macro, enabled macros, smart group, Boston Studio for GT 1000, macro group.
And you see the nice part about doing it this way is these macros are already enabled when they're imported. So I don't have to come on here and right click on them to enable them. In fact, if I do VO Shift M on Boss Tone Studio for GT 1000.
Menu, five items, disable macro group.
You see disable macro group is the option I get instead of enable. So the nice thing about
closing
when
menu.
You do it from a file menu within Keyboard Maestro is that it will automatically enable the macros for you. And once you do that, you can just go ahead and quit Keyboard Maestro if you don't need to do anything else. So Command Q.
Finder, applications.
So that's pretty much it for this one. Remember, you go to keyboardmaestro.com. That's KeyboardMaestro.com to download Keyboard Maestro. Enjoy using Keyboard Maestro. Hope it makes your life more accessible, easier, fun, and allows you to do some stuff with music creation. If you create something with one of these macros using something from Keyboard Maestro, drop logic.band a line on Facebook or Twitter and show us what you've been up to. And until next time, happy recording.